Oh, and then they start at 7. Oh, yeah.
The night.
Yeah.
Oh,
okay.
It is.
All right. I would like to call the meeting of the Whitney Town Advisory Board for October 13th, 2022 to order. Please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right. Let the record reflect that all board members are present. And do we have any staff introductions?
Juan Cavazos, Clark County Commissioner, Jim Gibson's office.
All right. Public comment. This is a period devoted to comments by the general public about items on the agenda. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. You'll be afforded an opportunity to speak on individual public hearing items at the time they are presented. If you wish to speak to the board about items within its jurisdiction but not appearing on this agenda, you must wait until the comments by the general public period listed at the end of this agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up, if applicable, clearly state your name and address, and please spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board wishes to extend the length of the presentation, this will be done by the chair or the board by majority vote. Item number 3, we have approval of the minutes for July 28th, 2022. That is not right.
September 29th.
Yeah, September 29th.
With that change noted, Mr. Chairman, I make a motion for approval of September 29th, 2020 minutes.
There's a meeting on the floor. All in favor say aye.
Okay, what was the change?
To the date should be September 29th. It says July on tonight's agenda. All right, with that change, we have all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All right, the chair votes aye. That's approved. Number 4. Approval of the agenda for October 13th, 2022, and to hold, combine, or delete any items. I will move to approve tonight's agenda. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Okay, and the chair votes aye, so that passes. All right, number 5, informational items. Applications are available until November 15th, 2022 for appointments by the Clark County Board of County Commissioners to serve on the Whitney Town Advisory Board for a two-year term beginning on January 2023. And those are available online, the application.
Or they could ask Victoria or myself.
I've got some more copies if you can.
Okay. And also Thursday, October 27th at 6 to 9 p.m. is the Trunk or Treat at Silver Bowl Park, 6800 East Russell Road.
Is there an electronic version?
Yep. Do you want to go ahead and share that with you?
Yeah.
I can share you. I think I've got a JPEG I can forward to you.
That'd be great if I
could. Yeah. Okay.
I was like,
just listening.
Cool.
Oh.
Okay. Item number 6, planning and zoning. There are no items, so we move on to item number 7, general business. Review of the previous fiscal year budget requests and take public input regarding suggestions for the next budget requests.
So, 2 weeks ago we reviewed 2022-2023 budget requests. That's done. It was really just this, Missouri Stephanie Interchange, which is under design, and so obviously that's going to move forward with construction. But now we're going to discuss the items that we want to ask for the 23-24 budget. And just as a reminder, Finance had prepared a memo for us to let all of our town board members know the kinds of items that you can request for a budget item, and that would include good services, new programs, expansions of current planning, current programs, additional personnel, or capital construction-related items. Those requests that are capital in nature may be delayed due to the timeline of NRS 332 mandated procurement processes, and that's just us ordering stuff. It just takes longer than normal for normal businesses to order. And then budget requests should consider ongoing costs as well. So, I can go ahead and add to the list what we discussed last week, and Victoria had recorded surveillance cameras at the recreation center. So if that is something that everybody still wants to move forward with, I will add that to the list.
Is that agreeable with everybody?
Yes.
Is there a dollar amount?
We don't have to provide that. That's something that the department would do. Surveillance cameras for Whitney Recreation Center. Would you like to do a podium?
Yes. Podium for the Whitney Town.
How many are we allowed to suggest?
As many as you like.
Okay, I have three.
Okay. Podium, and then we want a easel.
Yes.
Okay. Anything else?
Are we good with the microphones?
Well, if we get a podium, we would need a microphone that would go to the...
And a system that we're able to work, too.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, I don't know...
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I don't know what this...
It's here. It's there. We just have to notify. We have to... They used to not mess with it.
And no, I know that, yeah.
So we have a full system. Yeah. We have to make sure that they are setting it up prior to our meetings. So.
And then make sure if we get a podium, there's a microphone that has a long enough cord to... So we don't have to, bend over.
Well, and so maybe what we need to do is a microphone that's cordless.
A handheld, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, could we get a podium with a built-in microphone and speakers?
Oh, that might put the budget right over the top.
And that's only going to aim at us.
Oh, that might take away from my project.
That's
okay,
right.
Bad idea. Forget it.
But we can do one the way that Paradise has it. I mean, we have a mic that's on the table, but since we're putting it directly onto a podium, we have a little mic stand. It's only about this big, and then you can just put your...
It's wireless.
No.
Oh.
Yes, it's wireless. All of it's wireless.
And it works with the system we have now.
Yeah, so when we order it, we just tell them what our existing system is, and they just make sure they get us a microphone that is compatible.
Oh, yeah, perfect.
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Anything else? Well, do you want to go down the line?
Yeah.
We'll start with Jerry.
Yeah.
Start with Amy.
Well, I gave you mine last week.
Okay. So Jerry's...
I'm not going to be greedy.
So Christopher.
Well, I was talking with Commissioner Gibson this week about the explosion of homeless people in our area, and we were talking... He was pointing out that there actually are services available for the people, but I think the community doesn't know about them or thinks that, you know... So maybe some money for education about the community, about what services are available to the homeless. Yeah. So, because he says the problem is people are giving the money or supporting them, not knowing that there's already community services available. And if people stop doing that, then they might use those services
so
more.
So you want a public service
announcement? Yes, to letting the neighborhoods know, letting the tabs know, letting, hey, these we have this much money, there are social services available, this is, this is...
We do billboards?
Just interact with that. They just did the care services for the Strip.
I like that.
Right, but now
they
did the care service. Services for the Strip, and I know there are people that come around to local communities too, because I think they have two other branches of it around town. How big are those, and what's the return on investment, for lack of a better term, on that?
So,
knowing what Help of Southern Nevada encounters.
So we can definitely add PSAs to promote homeless services in the Whitney area.
Yeah.
And see what that looks like, and see what maybe our public response or our public information officer can put something together, and we can look at all of that. But I just want to let you know also, and this is fact, we have teams that go out and visit the homeless all the time, and maybe 1 in 10 times they'll take our services.
Right.
Right.
So it's really a matter of time, how many times you can hit that same person over and over and over again before they actually accept services.
The conversation was, well, maybe if people knew there were services out there and they were refusing them, maybe they wouldn't give them that money.
Less likely, yes.
Yeah,
yes.
And because they would feel less guilty of, like, okay, well, I don't...
This poor guy's down on
right,
his time,
there's,
on his
yeah.
hard time.
Instead of giving him $5, give him a card.
A card that says, go here.
Yeah.
Flamingo Royal Bike Trail. I'd like to have bollards put on both ends of the tunnel. Cars are driving through, and it's a blind curve. So you get in there with a car, with your bike.
Where is that?
Right across the... It's on Hollywood, right across the water treatment plant.
Oh, I know. Okay. Flamingo Royal Trail, bollards, both sides of the tunnel.
Yeah, but two bollards on each side. So it's wide. So if you just want to put one in the middle, they might still be able to drive through.
So what's driving through there?
Cars. Because at the Sunrise Trailhead, that's the parking lot, but you can drive onto the trail. So you get the yahoos that drink too much, and they come barreling through that tunnel, and you're just doing riding your bike.
There's obviously cars.
Yeah.
I mean, you can see
Oh my goodness.
I mean, it's bad enough, they throw glass, stuff like that, and then they set fires in there, that tunnel's always burned. But it's just one day someone's going to get whacked with a car. I mean, it's just...
All right, and so this is closer to Hollywood, right?
Yeah. I mean, the address is on there.
As well as the coordinates.
Yes.
Very good.
Well, it was a weird
cannot
address.
Miss that, that's for sure.
I couldn't get the right address on
it. Well, so I know it's hard to... It's hard just to...
Because it's where the tunnel dips under the road and comes back out onto the...
Well, and then before DI went over, just opened, right? The DI was open. It was hard to get people to even know where the other trailhead was over there on that side. What's that trailhead called? It's not called Flamingo Arroyo, that's called something else.
No, it's Flamingo Arroyo.
Is that Flamingo Arroyo?
Yeah, it goes all the way to the golf course.
Where Hollywood is. It's right off of Hollywood.
Mm-hmm.
But there's only one way to get there.
Well, I mean, you can get on by the golf course. It's Sloan and Charleston, and then you get on at Hollywood at Sunrise Trailhead.
Hollywood and Vegas. Sunrise Trailhead.
Yeah, yeah.
You couldn't get there any other way by using Vegas Valley and Hollywood. So if you gave them an address, a lot of people would think, oh, I'll just grab it from the south end, but you can't.
You can't.
To drive
all the way around. Yeah.
Which is why Commissioner Gibson's working on the whole Wiesner-Hollywood exchange.
Oh, that's moving along.
Yeah, that's going to be... Well, that DI thing is great.
That's a great idea.
Oh,
yep.
Yeah.
Sorry about that. Okay, next.
Okay, so next, you know, they did that walking trail around the old Silverwell Park.
Yeah.
And then I mentioned they put the fencing up for the parking lot, and they didn't have entry.
And it didn't have a pedestrian entry.
Pedestrian entry?
Yeah.
So they had that fixed. So you're supposed to have stall parking like this. So there's no signage for not a lot, you know, like how to park or no parking. And now there's trucks parking.
Oh. Uh-huh.
Is this on the Broadbent side?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. So then what do you want to do, stall parking then?
Well, some type of sign that says no commercial vehicle parking. And then probably remind everybody to stall parking.
Signage at Silver Bowl Park, Broadbent side. No commercial parking. I'll copy that.
I mean, that's just an asshole thing.
I'm just emailing myself, and then that way on Monday I will, because these are going to go to different departments. Mm-hmm. So this would be going to parks, yours would be going to RPM. Easel with administrative services, so then I had to create 5 different emails to go to all the different departments and put all copy them.
Okay, thank
you. Signage at Silver Bowl Park, Broadbent side,
easy night for you.
No commercial parking, or stall parking only. To try and prevent commercial.
These commercial drivers, they've got the schedule down pat.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, they're up and down Nellis now.
Oh, it's the same thing that you said, 5 o'clock code enforcement.
They're gone. So they got the schedule down.
Yeah. Okay, so last one.
Maybe that's what we should request.
This is one of my neighbors actually brought this up. So I know there's down the road there's a broadband capital project, but that's probably 2-3 years down the road. So they're asking for a crosswalk at Wetlands, because we have that new development that came in across from, you know, that lot that I'm fighting. Across from that lot, so now there's a gate here and there's a sidewalk. We're asking for a crosswalk here, and then a crosswalk where that Apache Joe's, so at Cherry.
Isn't there already a crosswalk there?
No.
There's not a crosswalk there?
No.
So
that's where you did the left turn lane for me a couple years back?
Yes.
But crosswalk here and a crosswalk there.
So they will not put a crosswalk here. They only put crosswalks where there is a total complete intersection. That's what they would consider the midwalk. Even though there's a street coming on this side.
Oh, so we couldn't do anything here. That's a complete intersection.
That's amazing. Yeah.
Okay,
exactly.
So can we do that one at least?
Because
everybody goes there into the...
Cherry?
It's Cherry. And they go to the little Texas liquor store or whatever and Alexander's Pizza.
Is Apache Joe's still open?
No, it closed last Friday.
I was just going to ask you that.
Apache Joe's closed?
Yeah, last Friday.
So
the people who own Butch Cassidy's on Nellis, they bought it.
Are they rebranding it?
Yeah. They just put in a brand new bar and everything. They just redone the bar after the pandemic.
Is this bar open on Butch Cassidy, whatever it is that open?
The one on Morrison.
Trop,
yeah. Oh. And they have a big sign now that says "Bring your Apache Joe card for $25."
Oh,
is that where that food cart was that we were always having? Yeah,
There's the Birria truck there.
What is that other corner that you wanted the crosswalk at?
Wetlands and Broadmeadow.
Wetlands.
Oh.
Because people walk across the street to go to the wetlands.
And they won't put a cross sign there? A crosswalk?
I'm going to ask for it, but I'm going to tell you, I know what the answer is going to be. It's just, maybe it's because it's such a turn this way.
Yeah.
And then I will put justification that people are walking to the wetlands park.
Because you're going to, because also eventually they're starting that 100 home development. And the panhandle ends over here as well.
So I wish they would put it.
And people are going to be coming from there as well.
From Sam's Town across, everyone crosses anyway.
Oh my goodness. It's dangerous to drive in front of that place.
Yeah.
Which one?
Sam's Town.
In front of Sam's
Town. KOA, and everyone just crosses the Walmart.
Right in the middle of the street
never
there.
Walk anywhere.
Yeah, the speed limit's 50. That's why people keep dying. It's 55 miles. It's like crossing a freeway. And then you gotta go in big rocks.
And then
rocks.
They go in the rocks, and then they come out from the bushes.
Okay, I'm gonna add both.
Thank you very much.
So that was it. One, two, three. Done.
Yep.
Okay, so on the Nellis Bridge, there's chain link fence that goes into the wash area, but it's chain link fence. And so I know that the trucks have to get in there, but is there any kind of different fencing that would prevent the homeless from getting in there?
So we call it, it's EMF fencing. It's like that old railroad stuff, which you cannot use bolt cutters to cut.
That would be fabulous because
they're always cutting that.
They cut it and then they get in there and then they build up right along those houses right there. And then somebody comes in and cleans them out.
They clean them? That's the creek.
Wash.
It's the creek.
Right?
Yeah. So it's on the west.
Yes.
Okay.
That fencing is always cut, stomped on.
I mean, and even if you want to go down the wash from Nellis all the way down to Stephanie, I mean, they're cutting that stuff through and going in the wash. It's disgusting.
That seems to be the worst area.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
They still have somebody's goods are still laying up there, too.
I see it every morning.
Yep.
But, yeah, so if there's something that could be more reinforced.
Yeah, I think we call it EMF. Fencing, and it just looks like chain link. It looks like a sturdy chain link, and you
so they can't cut it.
Yeah, so the homeless, they walk around with the bowl cutters, and you can't get them through that stuff with it. I can't find.
I think that would help. Like the people who are right there on the corner, Code would have big fun with that because they ended up building up on their cement cinder block wall.
That's the stuff.
And they ended up like just putting plywood
to make it. I saw that.
Yeah, like so much higher because they just
cut in.
Protect their property.
Right.
And I just let it go. I get what you're doing.
So master plan for Public Works is that they're replacing all chain link fencing on flood channels with the EMF stuff.
Oh, okay.
But it'll take
years.
Oh. So we can just ask them to look at this and maybe get
squeaky wheel.
Then later, and I have a feeling east side of town is probably going to get sooner than west side.
Yeah, if there's anything that can bump us up.
Yeah. Okay. I will add that.
And then this is more of a question. I'm not sure what could be done. So Hacienda is done now. It's gorgeous. It's beautiful. However, they filled in.
No, she's right. I know where she's going. Go ahead.
They filled in the median with pebbles and rocks. And especially in front of Courtney, as the kids are crossing, there's like tonight when I drove over,
it's loose rock.
It's loose rock.
And do you suppose that they aren't finished yet?
They're finished because they took that rock all the way down to Stephanie down here.
Yeah.
And the only reason I ask that question is because they did something over in front of Paradise Community Center where they are doing the inside of the medians with rock, and then later they come in, they put in decorative fake landscaping.
Oh, like that, the metal stuff?
Yeah. So I can ask to see if that's what their plans are.
Okay.
But typically when they are putting in the medians in the middle of these big, huge, long, it just kind of slow down traffic. So when you put in the median in the middle, all of a sudden now it's less lanes, and it's less likely that me or you feel comfortable driving at faster speeds.
So oh,
a big median in the middle kind of makes you feel, as a driver, it's human instinct to just slow down.
Well, that's not what's happened at all with Hacienda, because now it is smooth.
Oh, they love it
from
now.
From Stephanie up and
I
down.
Know. But there's a big median in the middle, though, now.
Yeah, but
there's still
two lanes, but is the median there was it to slow down traffic, or was it to, I know we did all those like left turnouts, or?
Yes, it was for the left turn people.
I think they're still going to do some stuff there.
Okay.
Let me check.
Because it's scattering everywhere.
Okay.
And it is by the school. Right. I don't see it down this end.
Right.
I see it by the school. I did notice it.
They're crossing over to get to, you know, cars and all that.
All the U-turns that mommies and daddies do in the school zone.
Cement it or put something in it, because the rock is going anywhere. Gravel is going anywhere.
Yes.
Right. Okay.
In front of Courtney.
Or other.
Well, maybe just a section of it, not the whole.
Yeah, I mean, because like I said, they've done it all the way down, but it's in front of Courtney that's the problem.
Yeah,
which makes sense.
Because
yeah,
the kids are running.
Now, you know, are parked on both sides.
Yeah, the kids are running across the street.
Yeah.
Just check with Kaisa real quick and see what.
Even in the bike lane.
I don't remember. When I was looking at the plans, I don't remember there being that different stuff.
Well, it could be cool to have decorative. I also cringe. There's definitely a new gang that's in town that's been tagging the Nellis Bridge.
Oh,
well,
yes.
Go look at the stuff that's in front of Paradise.
Yes.
Cloud. I was surprised when it popped up. I didn't even know it was just there. But it's nice stuff, and it's colorful, and then in the middle are just like metal cactus.
Plants. It looks like plants.
Yeah. Looks nice.
Like what's on the highway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
True Zeroscape.
Yeah, exactly. We're not dragging water into the middle of the median.
No. But I am so appreciative of that. Water going through the drainage system rather than running down the street. Can't tell you how nice that is.
Well, in Hacienda?
Hacienda, and then right down my street.
That's right. That's how I met you. That was your first complaint. That's when I met Jerry.
Yeah, I mean, overall, it's really nice.
It only took 25 years to get it done.
No, I've only known you for like...
No, I'm talking about it. I've been complaining about it.
Oh, okay.
When they built a school, we knew there was going to be a problem there. And that school's there at least 25 years, maybe, I don't remember, but nobody wanted to take care of it.
Okay,
you know?
I'll be back. Gravel is getting scattered throughout the street. Okay, median gravel.
Right.
So I don't know if that's necessarily a budget or not, but
I would look, you know, look into it.
Anything else?
Well, coming from our conversation, if our issue with all these trucks and violations is that people are manipulating the system because Public Works is closed, could there be money made to have some overtime one day a week or something to work from 5 to 8 p.m. Or something to get...
We're doing
it's
that.
Not Public Works.
Or
it's code
enforcement. Code enforcement, that's what I meant, yeah.
It's getting enough code enforcement officers trained so that time, evenings and weekends, supposed to get covered, but... We never got to a point where we hired enough code enforcement officers trained to take those shifts.
Okay.
So that's the last I had heard, but there's a lot of new names on the code enforcement list these days, so maybe we're there. So I'll find out.
Yeah.
Maybe Paradise also asked for more code enforcement officers.
Yeah.
So I would just say code enforcement officers for nights and weekends.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's How many do you think we have?
I know we added like last year's budget. I want to say we added like 10 more officers, but it was a matter of getting HR to get them hired, which could take a year easy, and then maybe are
going to be trained
before they actually get trained. Yeah. Small enforcement officers for 19. Okay, that's it.
All right.
It's wonderful. I'm hitting send, and then check my spelling so that. Victoria doesn't start getting on me about my spelling. More stall parking. Syllable, Noah, syllable is two words, right? And surveillance. I completely spelled surveillance wrong.
Yeah, the only drawback to the Hacienda is it really changed the chart. We never used to get traffic, and now because you can't make turns out of our neighborhood, there's like a lot of cars coming like around school to pick up, drop off, and people in the neighborhood. Like when I check my camera in the morning, I was like, who are these cars at like 2 in the morning, 3 in the morning? And it's just people coming through.
The traffic going through.
Trying to get over now.
Oh. So a lot of the left-hand turn stuff was taken out because that's something the school wanted. Because I think a lot of people were doing those illegal U-turns.
They're still doing it.
Kids, even with the medians there?
Oh, look, they're still doing it. You're not allowed to make a U-turn anywhere in a school area.
No, I know, but what, now the medians are in.
They're still, and they come to my street on Denny, and they make a U-turn. So it's not stopping them, and nobody will enforce the law.
That's a metro thing.
I know. Well, I'm putting a service request in.
We've engineered what we can.
I know. I'm putting a service request in for traffic.
Blanca got signs for years ago for in front of EKA on Mountain Vista, and it says no U-turns while flashers are on.
Yeah.
And I sit there every day.
And you still watch them.
And I watch them. The school sends out. Here are the rules.
It's an optional notice.
Well, and I even suggested. I know the Mr. What's his name? Mr. Rose. David Rose? Yes, I know he doesn't like me. But anyway, I even suggest he loves you. No, because I complained a few times, and I said
to
him...
He'd like you if you don't call him Mr. What's-His-Name.
I forgot his name for a minute. But anyway, I had gone to him a while ago and suggested that the buses pick up on Tunis in the back. And there's plenty of parking down Denning and down Morris.
Yeah,
and down Tunis.
We
can finish this later.
Yeah, we'll just do item number 8, comments by the general public. A period devoted to comments by the general public about matters relevant to the board's jurisdiction will be held. No vote will be taken on a matter not listed on the posted agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up, clearly state your name and address, and spell your last name for the period. For the record, if any member of the board wishes to extend the length of a presentation, this will be done by the chair or the board by majority vote. Seeing no public comments, we will move on to announcement of the next meeting scheduled for October 27th, 2022, and we are now adjourned.